This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, right now, Aussies have a combined $32 billion in credit card debt. It turns out that a big proportion of our population are spending more than we earn. Kai Charles on the line to fill us in. Hi, Kai.
Good morning, Katrina.
Yeah, how big is our credit card problem, Kai?
Well, one third of Australians are spending more than they earn every month. So they're basically hitting the credit cards to get by, you know, as well as perhaps turning to family and friends as well. And this comes alongside a growing culture where the pay wave culture, basically, where the tap and go, which has obviously made paying for things so much easier, has perhaps caught a few people unawares in terms of how they monitor their personal finances. And so, for example, if you always withdraw a certain amount of cash with each paycheck, then it's pretty easy to visually see, you know, how quickly you're going through it.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if it's just a mysterious, you know, tap of the card and it goes into a system and you don't really know what your balance is, then, well, you know, things can get out of hand.
Well, absolutely. I've actually often heard people say that if you actually hand over the cash, that you're more likely to see visually how much, you know, you're spending and to sort of think about its worth. So you actually think that's true, do you?
Look, only that's the founding. I see that the Telegraph, for example, spoke with one young lady who basically said that tap-and-go mentality was getting her to overspend, and that's why she's gone back to taking her money out in cash.
Yeah.
And that is one of the challenges, obviously, of credit cards. Now, I see that mobile phone payments, you know, the tap and go that is being built into many mobile phones will actually show you your current balance. So that's an interesting positive development. And I think the Commonwealth Bank that commissioned this research is also looking on ways so that when people do the tap, that they do have an idea of how quickly that money is going. But look, you know, it's a pretty hefty problem. You already mentioned the colossal amount people owe on cards. By the way, that's an average of over $4,000 of debt for a cardholder. And, you know, while that may not seem that much to some, that's about $737 in interest payments every year.
No.
$737 just going down the drain. Well, not going down the drain, it's going to your bank or the credit card company. But I suppose if you're a shareholder in that bank, then maybe you don't mind so much. But, you know,
if you could afford to buy shares in the banks, they're quite expensive, actually. So
yeah, especially these days. Yeah, they've certainly gone up if you didn't get in earlier.
So surely, Kai, this has to make people quite vulnerable if they were to lose their job or become ill. I mean, if everybody's spending more than they earn, that leaves them in a pretty precarious position if they were to lose their income.
Oh, well, one of the disturbing findings of that research is that almost half of Australians say that they're uncomfortable with their current spending levels, and over half said they would not have enough savings to handle a rainy day or a temporary loss of income. So in other words, one in three Australian households wouldn't be able to find $500 in an emergency.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, and I remembered, like, you know, I suppose it's a little bit different for different cultures as well, Katrina. I know when I was, you know, younger and I was always taught to save, it's something that's built in, I think, to Chinese culture. But I remember speaking to one of my, you know, friends from an Anglo background for the first time, and she said, oh, yeah, I'm just week to week. And to her, it was quite a normal state of living, you know?
And so...
You know, then you often do get those kind of differences.
Cultural and religious background can actually be more influential in, you know, whether you're able to save money than how much you earn, I understand.
Yeah. Well, look, it's been documented for quite a long time now. I remember even way, way back when I was studying economics in high school, that those in Asian countries have a much, much higher savings rate than that of Australians. Now, that has been changing as the Asian countries and Asian cultures in particular become wealthier. You know, so for example, they become a little bit more oriented towards discretionary spending. In other words, they're less worried about their financial outlook, and so they're willing to spend a little bit more. But a new study by Macquarie University done earlier this year showed that people, for example, of Chinese heritage are still tending to save more than their Caucasian counterparts. Even the low-income earners are prioritizing savings. Now, this study has pointed at cultural factors. For example, Confucianism that emphasizes frugality, for example, and security and the family. But we're also seeing an interesting difference between that of religious and non-religious people. Mm. So the study found that religious people in the middle income bracket had a savings rate of 35% compared to 27% for the non-religious group. And, you know, and look, this may potentially, the researchers say, be linked to the fact that religious groups tend to, you know, covet the spiritual targets rather than materialistic possessions. Now, look, I mean, that's obviously a finding that may get on a few nerves, but you know what? It may ring a few bells for some as well.
Well, I know in my family, the good old Protestant worth ethic certainly plays a role. That's it. Yeah.
Well,
the scringy, the stingy.
Chinese and a you know, Catholic religious background. So, yeah, savings has always been a non-negotiable for us.
Right, so you've got the double whammy going on, Kai, religious and Chinese. You're set for life, mate. All right. Thanks for explaining it all to us today, Kai.
No worries.
That's business and political correspondent Kai Chow.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.